From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The controversy over the New York Stock Exchange chairman's $140 million benefits package is heating up. Today, top economic officials in New York and California called for Richard Grasso to resign. They said his continued presence hurts the credibility of the exchange. A close Grasso ally on the board says there is no chance he will step down. Much of the contention over Grasso's pay focuses on the role of board members, some of whom apparently knew little about how much Grasso was being paid. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
The New York Stock Exchange is a famously private place where decisions are made behind closed doors. And so the full story of how Richard Grasso was able to get so lucrative a contract hasn't yet come out. Still, with federal regulators investigating the matter, details of the payout have begun to emerge. And compensation expert Alan Johnson says one of the disturbing aspects of the whole matter is the apparently lax role played by the exchange's board of directors.
It's unexplainable how the committee and the board were not kept informed, and I think that had to be volitional. It can't be an accident. The amounts were too big. Those are the kinds of things that just in the routine course of business would have been disclosed.
The board is made up of 24 people, including the heads of major financial institutions such as Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase, and chief executives of such companies as Avon, Daimler, Chrysler, and Viacom. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright sits on the board, as did Martha Stewart before her legal troubles. Salaries for top executives like Grasso are determined by the board's compensation committee. In an interview with CNBC last week, Grasso insisted his own salary is set by the committee and that he has no role in the process.
With respect to my own compensation and what levels of pay I would ever expect, there has never been a single request from me, nor would there ever be.
Yet Grasso does play a big role in selecting committee members, and he is known to be a close friend of the former head of the Compensation Committee, Home Depot founder Kenneth Langone. Moreover, critics say the way salaries are determined at the exchange presents a problem. Allowing corporate executives to sit on the board means that Grasso's pay is determined by people whose companies he's supposed to regulate. Richard Silla is a professor of financial history at NYU's Stern School of Business.
If the directors gave him a compensation contract and he's a regulator, maybe they would feel they would be owed a little lenience when it came to some gray area of regulation.
Silla says there's no evidence that's happened, but it does present a conflict of interest. And in light of the recent corporate scandals, he says it's more important than ever that public trust in the financial markets be upheld. Silla says the exchange has sometimes not understood that well. Earlier this year, it nominated Citigroup Chief Executive Sanford Weill to the board. Weill was then under regulatory scrutiny. The nomination was withdrawn 2 days later.
This often happens with people in finance. It shows that in some ways they were politically tone deaf. Something that may have seemed fine in the boardroom didn't play well out there on Main Street and probably didn't play well in Pennsylvania Avenue either.
To compensation expert Alan Johnson, the furor over Grasso's pay has already hurt the exchange.
Their ability to effectively regulate without people snickering, I mean, has obviously been dramatically hindered. Who can take them seriously?
But it's not clear how many people share Johnson's indignation. The exchange is owned by its 1,300-odd seat holders, and while some members have circulated a petition calling for Grasso's resignation, he's also known to have considerable support. William Higgins is a retired broker-dealer who still owns a seat on the exchange. He says Grasso is credited with automating the exchange and reopening it quickly after September 11th. But Higgins does criticize the secretive way the board determined Grasso's pay.
My opinion, he was paid too much. I think his staff is paid too much. If it were in daylight, it probably would never have happened.
But even if Grasso can personally ride out the scandal, the controversy is unlikely to go away. The Securities and Exchange Commission has ordered the exchange to undergo a thorough review of its governing processes, which is likely to change the way the chairman's salary is set next time around. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.